verse 10 says this: the Lord sat as king at the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. Good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. Well, many are waking up today and you are dealing with post-election blues. You know, it would have been yesterday, and we were, many of us, saying, we had been told there was going to be this red wave and things were going to return to a more conservative outlook and worldview and biblical worldview, and many Christians were praying and working toward that end, but that didn't happen the way we thought it would. And now there can be a tremendous letdown. We can just be so discouraged because the people that we were hoping got in office didn't get in office. Some of them we still don't know. As amazing as that is, my guest yesterday, Bill Federer, said, you know, Elon Musk can shoot a rocket into space and deliver it back to the Earth, and we can't count ballots in 2022. We can't count ballots in a timely fashion. Just mind-boggling. And it's always in the same places. It's always in the places that are run by a certain party. And I've said before, either those people are grossly inept or they're grossly deceitful. Or maybe they're both, inept and deceitful. But the longer it takes to count ballots, the more opportunity there is for cheating. Obviously, Bill Federer thinks that cheating has been going on for a long, long time in elections. He cited LBJ and his victory in the 40s, and that was obvious cheating. I mean, the guy that cheated admitted, yeah, we cheated. So cheating is something that takes place, and so we deal with that as believers in Jesus living in America. Okay, now our elections are infiltrated by cheaters, and free and fair and honest elections, that seems to be out the window. So what do we do? That's a good question. Well, we don't throw up our hands and say, well, what's the use? And we don't lose hope. Our hope is not in government. Our hope is not in any candidate. Hey, listen, I think we would all agree, those of us who know the Lord and love the Lord and look soberly at our nation, you'd have to say the way Florida is run by Ron DeSantis is outstanding. I mean, he is the standard bearer for how governors should run their country. But our hope is not in Ron DeSantis. It was never in Donald Trump. People, you Christians, you just trust in Trump. No, we don't. We trust in the Lord. And we want to have godly candidates, for sure. We want to have people that fear God, people that are know the difference between right and wrong, people that will punish those who break the law and protect those who abide by the law. We definitely want that. Hey, if you live in a society where you call evil good and good evil, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, light for darkness and darkness for light. If you live in an upside down society, well, who can function in that kind of a world? Very, very difficult. But listen, here's what the scripture says. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Our trust is not in government. Our trust is not in any politician. Our trust is in God. Now, we do vote. We're supposed to vote. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render to God the things that are God. Caesar's, our government, represents government, and our government wants us to vote, and our government wants us to get involved, and we need to get involved. As I talked Tuesday, or aired the program Tuesday, we taped it on Sunday with Bishop E.W. Jackson, it's very important for parents to get involved in local politics, especially with the school board, to know what their children are being taught. That is extremely important. So we get involved, but our trust is not in any school board member. Our trust is not in any mayor or state representative or governor or senator or congressman or president or vice president. Our trust is in the Lord. And he is the Lord our God, and he is in charge. So if you woke up today and you were feeling down and discouraged, hey, red wave's coming, red wave's coming, red wave's coming. Well, the red wave didn't come. And whether that's because people actually did vote against a red wave, or because the other side cheated, or maybe a combination of both, I like what my friend Daryl Harrison said on Twitter. He said, and he labeled this hot take. He said, and Daryl Harrison is, he works for John MacArthur's ministry, Grace to You. He said this, speaking for myself, as a Christian conservative, I'm happy the Republican red wave did not materialize. I say that because politics is too often viewed as a means of redeeming the culture, when the reality is the fundamental problem of culture is spiritual, not political. Now, he took a lot of flack for that, but I understood what Daryl was saying. And Daryl has been on the program before, and he is he's a wonderful truth warrior and friend, and I appreciate him so much. I follow him on Twitter, and you can learn a lot following different ones on Twitter. I'd love for you to follow me and interact with me on Twitter at Jeff Shreve, J-E-F-F-S-C-H-R-E-V-E. And sometimes I'll look at people on Twitter and who are they following? Because if I respect you, I want to look at who you're following. You know, you get on Twitter and you're like, well, I don't know who to follow. So that's a good way to see, well, who are some of the thinkers that are making a difference? But Daryl took a lot of flack for that post. But I understand what he was talking about. We don't trust in politicians. And the danger that we have as Christians is we look to see, okay, politics is going to change things. And it really doesn't. The problem in America, the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. It's always been the problem of the heart. That's why nothing changes, really changes the heart on a political basis. It's a spiritual issue. And we don't battle with flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the powers, the world forces of this darkness, the spirit that is working in the sons of disobedience. This is a spiritual battle, and it will be won, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I don't care who's in power, who's sitting controlling the presidency or the Senate or the House, who's your governor, doesn't matter. If my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, not the wicked ways of your neighbor, but your own wicked ways. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Listen, as God's people get right, as we get serious about following the Lord, and as we get right with God, and we call upon his name, and we seek his face, not his hand, not what he can do for us, but we seek his face, who he is. Lord, I just want you. In his presence is fullness of joy. And when we get to the place where we say, God, I don't want your blessings, I want you. Your loving kindness is better than life. And if I have you, then I am satisfied in you. Then he hears from heaven. Then he forgives and cleanses. And then he heals the land. Then he changes things. Then, as he says in Malachi, then I will rebuke the devourer, and I will bring about a great victory. And here's the thing. The Lord, he loves to put us in situations, as his children, put us in situations where we realize that our only deliverance is from God. It's not from anyone else. It's just from the Lord. I was thinking this morning as I woke up about Gideon. When he went after God told him, go after the Midianites in the book of Judges. Well, he had 32,000 men with him, I'm going off memory here, so the numbers, I think that's what he was. He had 32,000, and the Midianites were 135,000, some odd number like that, 135,000. And so he is grossly outmanned. How does 32,000 soldiers go up against 135,000? Well, God says, hey, Gideon, you have too many. It's like, too many? Yeah, you have too many. We're going to have to thin out the herd. I was like, well, wait a minute. And so God thins them out. Everybody that's afraid, you can leave. And there was a stampede. The guys didn't want to go fight because they knew, hey, we are getting outmanned, you know, by a ton. And so 22,000 people left out of his 32,000. 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. It's like, Lord, we only have now 10,000 to go up against their 135,000. Yeah, you got too many. So have them, bring them down to the water. I'll test them for you there. He says, there it shall be that he of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you. He shall go with you, but everyone of whom I say to you, this one shall not go with you. He shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, you shall separate everyone who laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps, as well as everyone who kneels to drink. Now the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, the dog lappers, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people kneeled to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, I will deliver you with the 300 men who lapped, and will give the Midianites into your hands. So let all the other people go, each man to his home. So we went from 32,000 to 10,000 to 300 dog lappers against 135,000 Midianites. And that's what God loves, to get us in a situation where we know that if deliverance comes, it is not coming from man, it is coming from God. You know, when the Lord had Moses lead the people out of Egypt, he led them to a place called Pi-hahiroth. It would be a place that we would refer to as between a rock and a hard spot. There was no retreat in that place. And God led them there on purpose. And if you remember the great movie with Charlton Heston and Yul Brynner plays Pharaoh. And he says this as he looks down, you know, they're chasing after the children of Israel, because after he let them go, he said, what is this I've done? I've let all my slaves go. And so he chases after them with his chariots. And here you have all these Jews, these Hebrews, and they're in this rock and hard spot. The Red Sea is in front of them, and Pharaoh's armies are behind them, and there's no retreat. There's nowhere to go. And Yul Brynner, who plays Pharaoh, says, Moses' God is not much of a general. He said he has given them no retreat. That's my Yul Brynner impersonation. He had a great voice. Anyway, well, God led them there on purpose. Why? Because he was going to part the Red Sea. He was going to work a miracle, and it wasn't going to be no one was going to get the glory except God alone. There wasn't going to be any other explanation than God did this. Just as Gideon with his 300 went up against 135,000 Midianites, God gets the glory. And so God puts us in a situation where we will look to him, where we will trust him. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hey, we're talking today about the post-election blues. You don't have to have them. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 46, verse 10, cease striving, let go and relax, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. In the next segment, we're going to be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. We're going to be talking about the post-election blues and how we can be encouraged in the Lord today and trust him and keep our eyes fixed on him and trust him for big things, because God is the God of hope. And no matter what we are facing as a society, no matter what you're facing as an individual, look to Jesus. He's the author and perfecter of faith. He's the God of might and miracle. We'll be right back.
A teenage jihadist comes to Christ. Hey, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, and I met young Ahmed when I visited the Middle East. His father died fighting for ISIS, his mother was an extremist, and young Ahmed was going to be a suicide bomber by killing himself and others being sold out to violent Islam. Now, his mother and siblings, they came to Christ, they prayed nonstop for his salvation, and when it came, he was beaten nearly to death by extremists. And when I caught up with him several villages over, I asked, Ahmed, what's your Bible mean to you? And he said, I can look here and see where Jesus says they'll hate you because they hated me, and where Jesus says, I'm with you always. Now listen, having a Bible, it meant everything to him and gave him perspective, and his prayer was for believers there who need God's word to endure and persevere. And I said, Ahmed, those Bibles, they're coming. $5 sends a Bible, $50 sends 10, $500 sends 100. Please, in this season of giving, bless the persecuted church by calling 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD, or give it sendbiblesnow.org. sendbiblesnow.org. And God bless you for caring.
Today's culture is opting for entertainment rather than biblical enlightenment. For those who resist that trend, Friends of Israel shows listeners why loving the Jewish people and supporting Israel is important to the Christian faith. Friends of Israel shares biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah and promotes solidarity with the Jewish people.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, heard each weekend on this station, and here's what's happening in Israel.
Friends of Israel, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on American Family Radio.
I love this country. Well, can I tell you something? I love the Lord more than I love this country, and I love the body of Christ more than I love this country. So it is because I love you, frankly, I have to tell the truth. There are many that are more concerned with the consequences in our nation than we are about the cause.
The Hamilton Quarter. Weekday afternoons at 5 Central on American Family Radio.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They were great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We're talking about the post-election blues. Hey, what do you do if you woke up this morning and you just said, oh gosh, things are just not good. What is going on? Hey, Psalm 29, verse 10, the Lord sat as king at the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. Our God is still on his throne. Nothing has changed. And, the good news is from a political front that we didn't have a red wave, and conservatism didn't just sweep the nation, but it didn't get swept out either. So that is positive. One man said, we didn't win, the conservatives didn't win like we thought we would, but the liberals are rejoicing because they didn't lose as bad as they thought they would. I saw this quote from Allie Beth Stuckey. She said this, pretty incredible that, quote, we'll make you poorer and less safe, but we will let you kill your baby, unquote, message seems to work for a lot of people. I mean, it is mind-boggling to me how anyone could vote for the politicians that people voted for. John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, that guy is brain damaged. How in the world? Now, as I said yesterday, I don't know a lot about Dr. Oz, but you would figure that, I know Fetterman is very liberal, and he's Bernie Sanders with brain damage is how he's been described. How in the world would you vote for that guy instead of Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz has to be better than that guy. And as I told Bill Federer yesterday, historian Bill Federer, it seems if you're a Democrat and you're pro-abortion and pro-liberal ideas that, I mean, you can have an IQ of 50, you can be just a step up from a pet rock, and you're still going to get voted for. He pointed out that John Ashcroft lost to a dead guy, which is pretty amazing. Yeah, we vote for the dead guy. Well, the dead guy probably is not going to be a great leader. But at any rate, the Lord is still in charge, and we can let go and relax, cease striving, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Well, we're taking your calls. The phone lines are open, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'd love to talk to you about the election and just encourage one another in the Lord that our God is on his throne. As it says in Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will trust in the Lord our God. We will trust in Yahweh our Elohim. Yahweh is the personal name of God, YHWH, sometimes translated Jehovah, but YHWH, Yahweh is probably the better translation of it. Yahweh, our Elohim. Elohim is a compound word for God. It's a plural noun. It speaks, I believe, it speaks of the Trinitarian nature of our God. But Elohim, El means might and power. And the second part of that word, Allah, means to keep an oath. And when you put that together, see, because Elohim is used right at the beginning of the Bible. In the beginning, Elohim made the heavens and the earth. The name Elohim is the first name for God that we run into. And it is the God of might and power who always keeps his word. You put those together, and that's what you find. God is the God who is over all things, who is in charge of all things, who is mighty and powerful, and he's the God who always keeps his word. He is faithful and true. And when Jesus comes back at the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation chapter 19, he is called faithful and true. He told us that he would return, and he does return, and he does defeat the Antichrist and all his enemies, and he does set up his kingdom, and he's going to rule from Jerusalem for 1,000 years, and there will be peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Well, I had tweeted out the other day, the election day, I had tweeted out that if we as a nation do not vote for law and order, life and liberty, then we are truly a nation of deceived fools who will literally vote for our own destruction. Now, that's pretty sad that people would do that, but they will. And they're not looking, as I talked to Bishop Jackson about this, and we talked about so many in the black community, he said they don't look at the issues. He said, I was a Democrat until I really started looking at the issues. And then he said, I became a Republican in 1980, voted for Ronald Reagan because he said, as I looked at the issues, I said, well, I don't line up with the Democrat party on this. I line up with the Republican party on this. And he ended up voting for Ronald Reagan, and he made the switch, and he took some flack for that because, as Joe Biden said, if you don't know who to vote for, you ain't black. And so there's this stronghold on the black community that says you have to vote a certain way if you're going to be part of our black community. But here's the thing, we need to look at things openly, honestly, biblically, have a biblical worldview. I wouldn't vote for a Republican who is pro-abortion. I don't care who he was. I wouldn't vote for him. I wouldn't vote for anybody who is pro-abortion. Pro-abortion, the brutal murder by dismemberment of the unborn, who could possibly vote for that? And as Bill Federer said yesterday on the program, he said, listen, if you have people that are willing to brutally murder a defenseless, innocent baby, they're not going to think twice about cheating in an election. I mean, that's driving 5 miles over the speed limit compared to brutally murdering a defenseless, unborn baby. So that's what we're dealing with. But hey, The Lord is in charge, and the king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840, and we have Lee from Virginia on the line. Lee, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor. Enjoying your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm kind of like you. I could understand worldly people voting for these people, but how people that call themselves Christians can vote for people that, you know, for abortion and gay marriage and all these things, that's what astounds me. But, you know, I like Donald Trump as a president. I wouldn't want him as a pastor. But I thought he was a good president. A lot of things that he done, but just about everything he done, I agreed with him, except some of his talking. But, you know, this country did not change at all spiritually when he was in there. So, like you said, you know, a president is not going to change this country spiritually. That takes God. But, you know, I try to tell my people at my church, you know, I don't care if you're sick or whatever your problem is. You're depressed. You don't have no money. Everything can change in a blink or a twinkling of an eye. Our situation can change because the Lord can come get us out of here in a twinkling of an eye in a moment.
Yes.
And so it can turn around real fast.
Yes, that's a good word. Hey, thank you, Lee. Thank you for calling in. It's a good word. You know, it's funny about the Lord because from our perspective, he seems slow. You know, we pray, how long, O Lord? You know, will you forget me forever? We pray with the psalmist. And you find in Psalms that that's a familiar refrain. God, where are you? Give me light in the darkness. Psalm 13 says, give me light in the darkness, lest I die. Lord, I need you. Where are you? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? You know, from our perspective, it can feel like that. But here's the thing. God seems slow to move until he moves. And when God moves, then it's very rapid. It just, bam, it just comes. And so as we wait on the Lord, the Psalm 27, as David said, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for him. I would have despaired, Psalm 27, verse 13. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So wait for him. His timing is not your timing. His timing is perfect. Our timing is not perfect. The things that we want to see happen, the way we would work them out, that's not the way God works them out. And God works them out much better. Better than we could ever work them out. He does all things well. I remember a sermon years ago I heard from Adrian Rogers, and he was saying how the early church surely was praying about this Saul of Tarsus who was breathing out threats and murders against the disciples of the Lord. And he was inflicting much harm and damage on the saints. And no doubt they were praying, Lord, you need to take this guy out. You need to take this guy out. Slay him. And God says, no, I'm not going to slay him. I'm going to save him. And I'm going to take the persecutor of the church and I'm going to turn his life upside down for the gospel. And I'm going to change him from the inside out. And he's going to be the greatest threat to Christianity, is going to be the greatest spokesman for Christianity. He's going to be a trophy of my grace. Oftentimes we don't even know how to pray right. So we just look to the Lord and we say, Lord, we trust you. As Jehoshaphat said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. You know what to do, and you are a God who is gracious, and we'll look to you until you shall be gracious to us. Well, Jerry is on the line from Texas. Jerry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, brother. Thank you. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you got the spot. We do miss Dan Celia. He was a beloved brother.
Yes.
Just wanted to say that, you know, I was reading to my sixth grade Sunday school class about how God takes our stony hearts when we don't believe in him or accept that who he is, and then he makes and gives us a heart of flesh. And that it, I believe once we get that heart of flesh, like Paul, the scales fall off of our eyes are opened, our ears are open so that we can hear. And then as we read the Bible, it helps us to understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against the principalities and the powers and wickedness of darkness of this world. As Christians, I firmly believe, and I hope I'm not, I don't think I'm the only one, but I take no faint heart or care about the elections, how they rule or fall out. The Bible guarantees me this world is going to be wicked beyond even our wildest imaginations before Christ comes back. But my assurity still lives in the fact that when he comes, I'm out of this joint. I'm going to go and let you go, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing. We pray for you every day.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that so much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your prayers. You're exactly right. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. And those who are on the left are not the enemy. They're being used by the enemy in many instances, but they're not the enemy. They're the mission field. And we are called to shine for Christ and share what great things he has done for us and to be a bold witness and a good soldier of Christ Jesus and to love those people and love them enough to tell them the truth. That's the thing. We speak the truth in love. Jesus was full of grace and truth. Some people are all grace and no truth. Some people are all truth and no grace or very little grace. It's both. It takes both to witness and to see a person come to Christ. Well, we have Roxanne on the line from Houston, Texas. Roxanne, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, I'm from Conroe.
Conroe.
I like to...
All right.
I don't like, I would never claim Houston. But,
okay.
I just wanted to call and thank you. For yesterday having William Federer on, starting it out this morning with 2 Chronicles 7:14, because we do need to turn back to God, and not just a few of us. God's looking for all of us to return back to him and give our lives to him, and we will see great things. But also I wanted to, I love your program. I don't miss it. And I just appreciate you, and I wish if I could move, I would be going to your church. I really would, but I just wanted to encourage you and tell you that I know you have to be so, so busy, but you are doing great things, and people are listening to you and receiving Christ and our marching orders, and I just wanted to tell you that... Sandy Rios this morning had, or no, it was Dr. Dobson had General Boykin on about the military. And oh my gosh, we just have to know, though, what's going on so that we can pray about it and fight against it with prayer and, you know, knowledge of what's actually happening in our country. And it's, well, they're just... in every aspect of every institution in our country is infiltrated with now socialism and this woke ideology. But thank you for what you do. I just so appreciate you, and I hope you don't ever get burnt out. I pray for you.
Thank you, Roxanne. I appreciate that so much. And Conroe, when I was living in Spring, Conroe was in my territory. I sold chemicals for Nalco Chemical Company, and so I came to Conroe and Huntsville, and been in your neck of the woods many, many times. So thank you for listening. Thank you for encouraging me. Well, we have Elena from Columbus. Elena, go ahead.
I'm a nationalized American citizen, and I don't think that Americans realize that this is the greatest country in the world. And I should say maybe it was. And I am really, really not surprised that the elections went the way it did. Why would a God honor and bless a nation that has turned her back on him? Mm. And you know, a country is only as strong as its leaders. That's it.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that we should not pray. And I agree with the lady that just said, yes, if my people that are called by my name will pray. And that's what we need to do. I want to tell you how much I appreciate your program. I appreciate your your messages every morning.
Thank you so much. Hey, Elena, hold that thought. If you can hang on the line, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Please hold on the line.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
The recently launched NASA James Webb Telescope has opened the heavens to the startling revelation that there are trillions of stars with more coming into view. The question is, how did they all get there? I'm Sam Rohr, host of Stand in the Gap Weekend, heard Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Join me in Answers in Genesis, Rob Webb, as we consider the heavens declare the glory of God, not the glory of man. Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time.
Hello, this is Franklin Graham. It's getting close to Christmas, and that means that it's time for Operation Christmas Child. Operation Christmas Child provides you the opportunity to fill an empty shoebox with toys, hygiene items, and school supplies for a child in need. The most important thing to send with that shoebox is prayer. Pray for that child, that God will use your gift to touch that child in a very special way. And then we'll take that box and we'll deliver it to a child somewhere in the world. This Christmas, we'll be delivering our 200 millionth shoebox. And your box might be the 200 millionth, I don't know. But please, pack a box today. We need your help. And we want the little children around the world to know that God loves them and that Jesus died for their sins. God bless.
National Collection Week is the third week in November. Visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to get involved. That's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now, 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE, 833-44-BIBLE.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. You just heard from Franklin Graham talking about Operation Christmas Child. I just want to encourage you. They're collecting shoeboxes from now to November 21st. And our church has been involved with Operation Christmas Child for many, many years. We have a Sunday school class in our church that has taken this on. And it's a group of older ladies. And they are sending out by themselves 12,000 shoeboxes. For this Christmas. And so it's pretty amazing. And this Sunday, we're going to gather the shoeboxes at the altar and pray over them. And so I want to encourage you to get involved with that. Just go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, Operation Christmas Child, to learn more and find a drop-off location near you. Well, we're on the phone lines, 888-589-8840, and we were talking to Elena from Columbus, Mississippi. Elena, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we were at a break, so please finish your thought.
No problem. That's really my thought. I'm not advocating that we shouldn't pray always. That all I can think of is that I'm ready for the rapture, and that I am just praying that our leaders, whom we elect, will do their jobs, because the reason that we're in this place is because we're only as strong, like I said, as the leaders that lead us.
That's so true. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from England.
Uh-huh. And you like living in America?
I live, excuse me?
I said you like living in America?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I married an American. Yes. Absolutely. I just wanted to advocate it's the greatest country in the world, and we have just turned out, we've let people turn their backs on God, on this country. It really, really is the greatest country in the world. Believe me, I speak from experience.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in today. Thank you for holding. And I appreciate your encouragement. Appreciate you listening to the program. Well, we have Nellie from Arkansas on the line. Nellie, go ahead. You're on Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. Regarding that red wave that never happened, I think that one of the problems is our radio leaders spend so much time crowing and bragging about the sure and certain win that a lot of people that just aren't completely motivated, they just sit back. It's like, oh, okay, well, we're going to win. I don't need to go vote. It's, you know, we're going to win and God's going to do it without realizing that God moves through his people. And I just, the other thing that has always bothered me is we get on the radio and we give our battle plan. We just spill the beans and we give the battle plan to the enemy so they know exactly what they need to do to win, to overcome. And I just think that we need to do a lot less talking and bragging and crowing and a lot more just motivating people, you know?
Yeah, that's a good word. And a lot more praying for sure. And I'm speaking to myself there because we desperately need to pray. So Nellie, thank you for calling in. Thank you for that word. We have Brian from Ohio on the line. Brian, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, Pastor Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Glad to talk to you. I want to talk about 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I always read it with 2 Peter in mind. I'm going to share the passage that I have in mind, because my thought is that the people now that God is speaking to is his church. We are the people called by his name. So we are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, you know. Mm-hmm. We are his chosen people. Mm-hmm. And I hear the statistics of how few Christians, someone had George Barna on earlier. It's like 6% of evangelical Christians have a biblical worldview or accept the authority of Scripture.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that the church needs to humble itself. The church needs to pray. The church needs to seek his face and turn from its wicked ways. Mm. And then he'll revive the church. But
right.
Until we do those things.
Right.
That's really the only hope for this country, is that he would revive his church.
Right. Yeah, our hope can't be in government. And on the other side, the left they have no hope in God. They just have hope in government, because hate to say it, but it's just a godless ideology. It's a godless worldview. It's we're in charge. We do what we want to do. It's the people building the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11. And that's just going to end in destruction. So you're exactly right, Brian. We need to pray. God is the answer, the Lord Jesus, as we seek his face and as we trust him and as we get our lives right. I always talk on this program, shine and share. As we shine, that's how you live. As we share, that's what comes out of your lips. And those things have to match up. If we say we have fellowship with him, 1 John 1, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. And people notice that and they say, you're a hypocrite. I don't want to hear from you. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, us with God, and the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin, and we can have power in our witness as we walk with him. So thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for calling in. We have Amika from Virginia. Did I say that right, Amika?
Yes, it did. Thank you, Dr. Jeff, for allowing me the opportunity to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, in your opening remark, you mentioned that all these places where they are not reporting the election results on the night that the election was conducted, that they are either incompetent or corrupt. And I think they are both. Because myself, I did work at the polls, and by 8:30, we reported our results. And this is here in Virginia, in Fairfax County. And every time I have worked at the polls, we have always, in my precinct, have always reported our results on time. And people need to question why they are prolonging all this counting. It can either lead to just corruption or something else. But we need to, the states that are causing all this problem, they need to do something about that more seriously than ever. And also, Elena mentioned that America is the greatest country on this earth. I believe so, too. America is the only place where you have the freedom to do as you please. As far as I'm concerned, freedom meaning, if I remind my kids that freedom is from God. Apart from that, I think we are talking about freedom in a different light. I was talking to one of my kids yesterday, and we focused. I said, God gave us that freedom, and we have to honor him. If we don't honor him, that means freedom doesn't mean anything to us. One of your callers also mentioned earlier about that. You mentioned specifically about John Ashcroft, and that has stuck with me for a very, very long time. When Ashcroft ran against, I think Callahan, who had he died in a plane right. crash with his son, and people voted for him. That scared me to death. Why would anybody do such a thing? I don't care how much passion you have. A dead person is a dead person. It's right. not about the dead person. It's about the country. I think that's why we need to come back. And I hear a lot of people talk about church. I think church is us, individuals, who are committed to the things of the Lord. Like you mentioned, I will never vote for anybody that says killing a baby, it's a choice. I don't care what party that individual belongs to. If that person advocates for that position, that's it. I will not cast my vote that way.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, brother. Thank you for calling in, and I appreciate your words. And I see where you're from, Nigeria. My favorite basketball player who ever played is Hakeem Olajuwon from Lagos, Nigeria. And I had the privilege of meeting him some years ago, and a very, very wonderful guy. Not a believer, strong Muslim, but it was a treat to get to meet him. So thank you for calling in, Amika, and thank you for listening to the program. Well, we have Fred from Charleston, South Carolina. Fred, go ahead. You're on Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
I could ask you, I'm not allowed to, but I could take the next hour of your show and tell you where the conservatives and the Republicans have gone so wrong with one man. We took a man who at one point said, I don't have to ask God for forgiveness because I do nothing wrong. And after that, all social media was talking about was God sent this man to save our country. And they don't even realize how this man was elected to begin with. Because he was, if people remember, and now I'm going to put you this way. I voted for Donald Trump twice by necessity. At 56 years old, the first time I voted for him, I sat in my car and I sobbed for my country, saying, how could these two people be the best we had to put up?
Right.
Now, the problem we've had, I'll give you an example. We, as a nation, made a god out of him. And the reason I say that was in 2018, just in California, there were 40 seats that were closely contested, like we're doing now in Arizona and Nevada. But there were 40 seats. And all of a sudden, they found a box of ballots in a classroom closet. They found a box of ballots in somebody's car trunk that they forgot to turn in. They found a box of ballots on a church pew. When they counted all those ballots, every ballot to a paper was for a Democrat, and they swept all 40 seats. Mm-hmm. And I went on social media, which I still had one at a time at the time, and I said, we've got to stand up now. This is wrong. This is wrong. And all I heard in response was, Donald Trump has them where he wants them. Donald Trump is way ahead of them. They didn't even care about the fact that there was a problem.
Yeah.
And I said, this is a warm-up to 2020. And then everybody was shocked that it happened in 2020.
Well, I appreciate that, Fred, and I think you bring up a good point. You know, our trust can't be in any person, and I think from a pastor's perspective, Donald Trump said so many things that were so cringeworthy. It's just like, ugh. As one friend of mine said, you know, we don't like what he says. We like what he does. He did good things for the country, and I think he does love the country, which makes him, you know, do good things for the country, not just for himself. But, our trust can't be in any person. And, you know, and we need to have an upstanding moral person that's running for the office, because then we can get behind that person and say, hey, you know, he's a flawed person, just like I'm a flawed person, but he is striving to do what the Lord wants him to do. And he wants to be a good husband, be a good dad, be a good leader. And that's what we want. Well, we have Ron from Michigan. Ron, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor, and thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in and offer encouragement as well. Our God is very much in control, even though the days are kind of dark. And in fact, Paul mentioned to Timothy that they could get kind of rough, it could get kind of difficult in the last days, but I truly believe that our God is in control. Pastor, I do want to compliment you on saying, as you did, that I will not vote for anyone that is pro-abortion. And I feel the same way. I don't think that we as a body, well, let's just say I think there's plenty of room for improvement. I think we need to be a little bit bolder and go forward with a little bit more confidence. In other words, I'm going to say it, at the end of the day, abortion kills babies. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the others, the left, progressives, liberals, whatever you want to call them, want to avoid the B word at all costs. That the B word, the word baby, must be eliminated at all costs. Why?
Right.
Because anybody understood to be fighting for the right to kill babies is going to be fighting an uphill battle. So if they want to call it a fetus or an embryo, they try and do this, making it sound like they're non-human terms.
Right.
When at the end of the day, a fetus and an embryo are both human terms at a different stage of development. That's all it is.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ron. You're exactly right. I appreciate you calling into the program. I want to say I regret I can't get to Joe and Casey and William. We have run out of time, but thank you for calling into the program. Thank you for listening, and call back again, and we'll be able to visit with you. Well, you've been listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, and I want to just encourage you to look up and be watchful, for our redemption is drawing near. Shine for Christ and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as his witness. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.